New Year's celebrations in Brazil are among the most ritualistic. As the new year begins, Brazilians turn their famous beaches into shrines dedicated to an African goddess, and even devout Catholics dabble in what is sometimes referred to as Brazilian voodoo. NPR's Martin Casti sends this audio postcard from Rio de Janeiro.
On the last day of the year here on Copacabana Beach, on a stretch of sand in front of Rio's most sophisticated hotels, a wiry old man is spinning to the beat of African drums. His shouts are a sign that he's being possessed by a visitor from the spirit world. This is Umbanda, one of the two main religions imported hundreds of years ago by African slaves. African spirituality runs deep in Brazil, but it's also relatively low-key, usually invisible to outsiders. This time of year is the exception, because this is when Brazilians of every religious persuasion flock to the ocean to perform African rituals designed to bless the new year. In the days and hours leading up to the new year, Brazil's beaches become cluttered with white roses, plates of food, bottles of hard cider, and other gifts for the African goddess of the sea, known as Iemanjá. Iemanjá is said to be a vain entity, so people also try to get on her good side with offerings of perfume, mirrors, and combs. Helena Teodoro, a scholar and devotee of Afro-Brazilian religion, says the idea is to entice Iemanjá into granting a prosperous new year.
I offer gifts to Iemanjá because I want to get something in return. Energy, strength, beauty. It's an exchange of gifts, which is typical of traditional African religions.
The most important offerings to Iemanjá come right before midnight, when Brazilians launch flotillas of little boats into the ocean. Alex Araújo, a young earnest man dressed in white, places his family's boat into the water every year. People put their wishes into the boat, or the names of people they want protected, Araújo says, and the sea takes it all away, so we don't have to worry about it anymore. Most boats carry candles, so the faithful can watch their hopes for the new year floating away. With the recent appearance of a Brazilian Black Pride movement, it's become chic to practice rites like this more openly. Even white society matrons are now seen tossing flowers into the surf, often in the company of their black maids, who show them how to do it. Dr. Teodoro says the African rites give Brazilians a rare chance to transcend, at least temporarily, the racism and economic stratification of their society. She says it's no accident that the rites happen on the beach, which she calls the most democratic place in Brazil.
It's the only place where everybody sheds their vanities and differences. Everyone is there together, rich and poor, panhandlers and thieves. On the beach, you feel like a little grain of sand, and things only make sense if you're with other people.
This egalitarian feeling doesn't seem to last long. It certainly doesn't travel off the beach and into Brazil's economically polarized cities. But for at least the first few days of the new year, Brazilians do get a reminder of their shared rituals, as millions of white flowers are washed back onto the sand. Martin Casti, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.